So we'll see what sort of questions we have tonight. I've seen both monastics and lay people start getting ill after they become serious with practice. Can you relate this to your talk today? Whether such illness is karmic, etc. I think we get ill all the time. You know, in the sense that, you know, sometimes you see people getting better and come practice and you know, their health gets really good. I don't think it's I don't see a consistent enough pattern. I mean, I've been around pretty long. The reality is, say, like for me, you get sick when you go to live in Thailand and live in the forest, and your body's not used to being in tropical conditions, and inevitably you get sick. Or you go and live in forests, and I mean, you can't say, "Wow, some horrible karmic obstacle because I went and lived in a forest and got malaria." I mean, you make choices, and you have to sort of accept those choices, and yeah, part of especially for myself. Living in, and for many of the early students of Ajahn Chah, even by Thai standards, going to live in forest monasteries in the northeast of Thailand was considered kind of backwoods and rustic. And then access to care was not so so available. Although living in America is not much better. That was actually part of when Ajahn Amaro and I were discussing about me coming to. Going to join with the kind of project of beginning a Bhayagiri. I had a history of various illnesses and injuries and hospital stays, doctors, and that was one of the things Ajahn Amaro made me make a strong aditana or determination that I wouldn't get sick coming to America because we couldn't afford to look after me. So, and it's worked pretty well.